Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. Open phones, as always, if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, we've got Ian,
Matt,
and Nikki.
We've been talking about the COVID situation with judges now mandating vaccines for defendants, with family court judges mandating vaccines for moms or dads or both in some cases. So that conversation has resulted in a number of people on the phone. So we're going to go to your calls and your thoughts. Again, the number here is 603-283-6160. We're going to go first. John is on the line in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. John, I forgot to ask you, how are you listening to the show tonight?
I'm listening on the radio.
Excellent.
That's what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely what I mean. So what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I do have a number of questions. I've been listening to you for the last 40 minutes or so, and I'm having a hard time figuring out exactly what it is that you're trying, what's the primary point that you are trying to make?
In regards to what?
Everything you're talking about the coronavirus and the vaccine. What is the point that you're trying to make?
Okay, so my point is I'm really big into personal autonomy, medical freedom, and complete informed consent. So we've been seeing a lot of people not really understanding the extent of the possible side effects of the vaccination. And I think my biggest issue with the vaccination is that it hasn't been properly tested. So we're in the trial period right now. Most medications or vaccinations, before it is legal for them to prescribe to patients, go through a trial testing period of about like 10 to 20 years. And this vaccine was produced in, I don't know, less than a year, like 6 months. So we just really don't know any of the long-term effects or even really the short-term effects.
Okay, so with respect to that specific point, just a couple of comments. So when pharmaceutical companies make vaccines, the testing period, as you know, there are different phases in the process of having a vaccine approved. In this case, the administration in Washington made a very high priority to get this done as soon as possible. And we are living in a world where things can be done more quickly than they could be 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You have to weigh the balance between getting a vaccine or some kind of pharmaceutical to market quickly versus the harm in not getting it to the market quickly, right?
I understand that. I also think that maybe we didn't even need a vaccine for this, though, because it was a lot less deadly than the media was telling us.
Yeah, it seems like people could just beat it on their own.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, if you – so that's a hard one, isn't it? Because it may be less deadly than was originally thought, but it is certainly deadly. And for those people who it's going to kill, and it's very hard to tell who those people are. I mean, there are some very good judgments as to who those people are, but for those people, if they catch the virus, there's very little you can do for them. So the best way to prevent that from happening is to give them this treatment that we are calling a vaccine, and you have said, I'm sorry.
But that's not true, from what I understand. The vaccine doesn't actually prevent people from getting this. From what I've heard, it supposedly prevents them from going to the hospital, maybe, in a large percentage of the cases, if they have the vaccine.
So, I've had a lot of patients where they were vaccinated and they tested positive for COVID. They contracted COVID afterwards.
Yeah,
so I have no reason to believe that it actually works. And in regards to people being the virus being deadly, there's a lot of treatment options that have been seen to work. So yes, unfortunately, some people have died as a result of
COVID. There's a lot
of
deadly stuff. I mean, there's the flu is deadly, and we didn't shut down the economy for the flu ever.
No.
Yeah. I also worked in a nursing home, and let me tell you, when the flu came into the nursing home, it was, you know, like lockdown, like you had to take it very seriously because they all have weakened immune systems. So, but we're not, it wasn't really deadlier than the flu from what I've seen in the nursing homes, too.
Well, I don't agree that that's correct. Now, you said that's your opinion, and that's fine.
And she works in the medical field and has worked in a nursing home.
I was working in the nursing home when COVID happened, and we did have a lot of patients die, and it was really, really terrible.
Yeah,
but,
terrible, yeah. So when you say there's no what is the mechanism in this vaccine?
There's more than one.
That makes it effective. Well, there's basically two, but yeah, go ahead. If we look at Moderna and we look at Pfizer, what is the mechanism that is being brought into play to try to stop this virus from being deadly?
So it's an mRNA vaccination. So basically, what it does is it gets injected, and then it looks at the cells. So it's going to attach to the RNA of the cells, and basically the theory behind it is that it should strengthen the immune system so that people don't get COVID, but I think it's not working out the way that they originally thought it was supposed to. It's not triggering the immune cells. Instead, it's triggering the blood cells in a way where we're seeing a lot of bleeding and a lot of blood clots. So it seems to affect the platelets too. So I think they released it before they knew exactly what it was going to do. And now it's almost...
Well, they could have predicted that it wasn't going to work on all the variants, right? Like, that much is easy
to predict. Yeah, because it's a coronavirus, right. And what they naturally do is they mutate. So just like the common cold.
So they knew in advance that they were going to need to put out more vaccines, right? Because, well, now there's
like the
a Delta,
shot, you know,
and there's
like,
a Gamma, and then there's an Epsilon or whatever, and then, oh, we got to have more shots for that now, or everybody's going to be lining up forever to get these stupid shots for this thing, which is more money in the bank for these pharmaceutical companies.
I'm so excited, I just... had it and wrote it out, and now I'm inoculated against it.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. So how much money is Johnson & Johnson making from its vaccine?
Billions.
How would I know? I mean, it's got to be hundreds of billions.
I have no clue, but billions, yeah.
Okay. Not making any money.
Oh, really?
I don't believe
that.
What
a load. Free. You working for him? How do you know?
I know.
Who are you?
I'm not making this phone call because I'm just some idiot who knows nothing about this topic, okay? I'm making this phone call because actually I know quite a bit about it.
You are making this phone call to support the state, to support the status quo, to support mandates,
fear-mongering,
to support fear, and that's what you're making this phone call for.
No, actually I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
What's your goal?
Ask some questions to get some clarification. I think that you are throwing facts around in an irresponsible fashion. I think that you, for whatever reason, and you can educate me, okay? I've got no axe to grind with you, but this vaccine does work. There is no question that this vaccine works. If you think
works at what?
What does it do?
It helps. In at least two ways. For many people, it prevents them from getting COVID. And it does that because it prevents the virus from actually sticking to the patient's
Then why are people checking into the hospital who've gotten the vaccine?
COVID positive. They test positive for COVID.
So that's, yeah.
Months later.
I know a guy, he just got the vaccine 2 months ago, and now he has COVID.
I mean, I'm sorry, John. It's just everything you say, you know, we've got counters for.
But he knows. He's an expert.
We've got a woman who actually works in the field here.
I'm seeing it with my own eyes.
Thanks for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. I've had a lot of people call in tonight. Unusual number who seem to support the government and the vaccine.
It's a triggering. It's a triggering topic. For
turn
sure.
off the TV. Turn off the mainstream news.
This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join us, guests here, 603-283-6160. Been a busy night here on the phones, especially here in the last hour. Thank you to everybody who's participating. I always enjoy the shows more when we get people that, you know, want to get on the air and talk with us, especially if they don't necessarily agree. So I do appreciate especially the callers who are challenging and asking tough questions here tonight. That I definitely appreciate.
Those are the most important conversations, aren't they?
Yeah, I agree. And actually, the last caller that we'd had on had asked the question of what is the one thing, what are you trying to get across? And Nikki, you had a chance to answer that. But I wanted Matt to see, you know, did you want to take a crack at answering that question? Like, what's the thing you're trying to communicate here in this discussion about COVID and vaccines? And
I am so disheartened that there are so many suckers in the world and so many cowards in the world.
Mm.
You know, I understand at the outset, it was scary. They're talking about an R-naught of 7. And so, I mean, this was going to be the plague that finally did us in.
You were Lysoling the door handles in this house.
I'm a super, super high-risk guy. Yeah. I have high-ish blood pressure, probably pre-diabetic. I'm definitely asthmatic. I've had pneumonia 25 times. I've had bronchitis 65 times, pleurisy once. My lungs are literally made out of scar tissue. I'm a dead man if I get something like this.
Yeah, you weren't happy that I was like, sorry, man, I'm still going to do my show.
I bought Ian a mask. I went and got it, I think, didn't I?
No, it's under the hat.
It's under the hat, yeah. Okay. So I went to Home Depot and I cleaned them out before they got, I was way early to market on this because I was afraid.
Yeah, you were.
I was very, very afraid. I'm going to die because I'm so high risk and I'm a logical person. So, you know what didn't happen?
Well, you're still here, so I'm guessing you didn't die.
I didn't die.
Didn't you come down with it, too?
I tested positive
Nikki
for
tested
it.
Positive. Nikki's my girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
So, and it's not like I stayed away from her. She legit stayed.
I was quarantining here, actually.
Yeah. After the raid happened,
by the way,
almost everyone got sick.
And none
the
of the FBI people were wearing a mask, FYI.
Some of them were, but not the ones.
Well, I think there was
the
only
house.
Like one that I saw that was wearing a mask. But Mark was here. Mark had it. He was hacking all over the place. So, and I still didn't end up with it. Nikki did lose her sense of taste and smell for like
a day or
a
something.
Day,
yeah.
Maybe even
I had more
day.
Symptoms than he did, actually.
Yeah.
Aria, our co-host, lost her sense of taste and smell
for a long time.
Absolutely
yes.
Nothing happened to me. So I'm not saying.
And the guy who's got stage 4 cancer who caught it in her house survived it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even if I did die, I wouldn't want the entire society to be clamped down on like this is lunacy. What's right. The matter with you? What level of cowardice do you have to have in your soul to allow for your free country to be absolutely crushed under the boot of some nutcase politicians who are speaking off a teleprompter?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the top one right now, clearly is suffering from extreme levels of dementia. I don't know how far. I don't know whose arm is up his butt making his mouth move. But at this point, he's not an expert on anything. And we have actual people who work in actual environments where actual people are living or dying from it, saying it's not as big as they're making it out to be.
No.
Trust me, I'm in it. Please don't do this. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so afraid.
It's been so disappointing. I'm also with you on this one, Matt. Just especially even here in New Hampshire, the so-called
we had a brown doorknob that I turned white by spraying it with Clorox water after every one of you guys. Poor Penguin. I sprayed the top of his bald head because he didn't cover his mouth when he coughed.
Wow.
And I feel horrible about that. I was reacting to your guys' refusal to act,
government's saying a thing, I don't believe it. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me. They're liars. They never have your best interest in heart.
You're right.
And
but what I was looking at, I was seeing videos of bodies rolled up in sheets
right,
in China. Stacked
in
cold, like they're welding apart.
Which
they
don't even.
Them.
Yeah, we don't even know if that's
and
real.
Most of the people who are currently still freaked out about this didn't even know this was going on until like 8 months after I was freaking out about it. So by the time May or June rolled around in 2020, I was done with it.
All right, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Michael is on the line in Connecticut, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Michael.
Good evening.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about my own experience with COVID-19 last year, over a year ago. One of my two W-2 activities, I do housekeeping in a memory care unit, and we had an upscale assisted living for the elderly, which has two parts, one a memory care unit and then a separate part that has a assisted living and an independent living. And last year we had an outbreak around Memorial Day weekend. And we saved 18, we lost 2, but I never got sick out of all of that because I wore a lot of battle armor and everything. But I had to stay out of my other job for a couple of weeks, which was a sensible precaution.
Sure.
But the reason I'm calling is that I don't take the state view on this. I think a free market can do everything that government claims to do, only better and cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And if we didn't have an FDA and just get the government out of medicine, not that I think government should exist, but, you know, if we had a free market medicine, we would crush this thing so much more quickly. And
well, yeah, because I remember in the beginning of it, there was talk about this treatment. Hydroxychloroquine was what it was called.
You're a Satanist if you bring that up.
And from what I was told, the government gang was telling doctors, you are not allowed to recommend this treatment to your patients. Yeah. If you do, we're going to pull your license.
But now they are using it and it's working.
Also, ivermectin is another one that's become more popular.
And they're using that, too.
I mentioned this to the nursing staff at where I work, and they looked at me like I had three heads. You know, from what I've heard, a lot of nursing schools peddle the big pharma, you know, take whatever the big pharma tells you to take to cure or treat your symptoms or whatever. But
absolutely,
I'm kind of
they
a dissident voice there.
Yeah, you know, it would have been great if there was one place on the planet that we could look to for a true free market response to this, but I don't think there were. I mean, maybe Belarus, but that's an authoritarian dictatorship, so it's not really, you can't say it's a free market in any way, shape, or form. Where the market would have been free to respond to this, meaning each individual business would make a decision about what they wanted as far as their rules were concerned. What are you going to require? What are you going to, as far as employees, as far as customers, are there going to be mandates for masks? Are there not? You know, let everybody in the market make their own decision and see how it shakes out. We didn't get a chance to see that because every single governor is an authoritarian dictator, and they put in all kinds of just completely arbitrary rules, and we never got to see what percentage of businesses would have required anything. Would it have been 50%? Would it have been 100%? You know, I don't know. We don't get to find out.
I don't know. And the problem is it made everything worse for us. It's called three words, government central planning, you know, and it made everything horrible there. I mean, they pretty much imprisoned the elderly for the past year.
Yeah, that was really terrible, too. I remember I watched a lot of these patients just go completely downhill because these people have their schedules. They know that their daughter's going to visit them on Tuesday.
Now that's gone.
And a lot of them are confused. They have dementia. And then all of a sudden, their family's not coming to visit them.
So
and
sad.
They just got so sick. And
because of
it was
cowards
terrible,
empowering
terrible.
That type of thinking. Michael, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing
Thank
from you.
You.
And by the way, he said he's watching us on Odyssey, which is super cool.
Awesome. So,
yeah, check us out there at video.freetalklive.com.
Big fan of Odyssey.
I think what happened to grandparents and children in this is really tragic as well. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think bear a greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the State Attorney General's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. This is USA Radio News. Nearly 40 million American families with about 65 million children are now receiving the first payments from the new expanded child tax credits that were created by President Biden's American Rescue Plan. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Important changes to the child tax credit will help many families get advance payments of the credit starting Thursday. The IRS will pay half the total credit amount in advance with monthly payments. You will claim the other half when you file your 2021 income tax return. To qualify, you must have a 2019 or 2020 tax return and claim the child tax credit on the return. See IRS.gov for complete rules. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Maryland jury has ruled that a man who killed five people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in 2018 is sane and therefore criminally responsible for the mass shooting. Gerald Ramos, 41, faces five life sentences without the possibility of parole. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join in here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The chairs have been shuffled a little bit here. At least Mark.
Sorry. I am not Mark.
Matt is here with me. Nikki had to go.
Nikki had to take off.
She got called away to a baby birthing going on, happening now. Yeah. And, you know, when you're in the business she's in, you got to go in that thing.
Sometimes people need help, you run to them.
When those calls happen. So, Matt, you're sitting in here for the remainder of the show. Thanks for being here. We've been talking about COVID, the crackdowns, the continued, by the way, crackdowns. News today, Los Angeles County reimposing the indoor mask mandate for all residents, regardless of their vaccination status, county health officials said today. This is according to nationalreview.com. So you thought that getting a vaccine was going to let you be mask-free? Well, not in Los Angeles County. And as goes California, so goes a lot of other places. So beware and look out for this to spread across the country again.
Forget about it.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Matt. I hope that there are people who have said, I've had enough, because there were so many people who did what they were told even here in the so-called live free or die state, we saw tremendous obedience when it came to the average person. But as soon as the city of Keene lifted its mask mandate, a ton of people just stopped wearing masks.
Yep.
So that's an indicator that these people weren't wearing the masks out
They didn't believe in it.
They weren't wearing masks out of fear of COVID. They were wearing masks out of fear of getting a ticket or fear of what their neighbors would think if they broke the city ordinance. So how many times can these government goons reimpose these ordinances with total compliance like they've had? Hopefully the compliance will wean over time.
And you know what sucks is that if there is sometime a real plague, they will have just, the sky was falling,
Nobody, think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to screw that. I mean,
boy who cried
like
wolf.
Me, yeah, you know, if you cry wolf, that's the end of that.
I hope you're right about
that.
You
have one shot at that.
I want you to be right, and I want to see some disobedience when it comes to whenever the next mandate comes into play, because it's probably going to be, they're doing it in the middle of summer in Los Angeles. You know other places are going to come back flu season, and they're going to bring back mandates, because it worked last time, and as long as it worked once, they're going to keep on trying it again and again and again and see how far they can push this stuff with people. And the question is, have you had enough? Because they're going to keep bringing it to you. If you want to join the show here, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. David's on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, David?
Not a couple points to make. I wanted to say, first of all, that my wife is an RN of 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
She works in the emergency room. She was working during all this. And I can tell you from her own experience, and not to mention my own information, that this is a complete hoax and scam.
Hmm. Nikki would love to hear you say that. I wish you didn't have to leave.
The nurses don't wear masks.
LRN.FM.
The radio, this is a talk radio program. Unfortunately, I can't say the BS word, but that's what he said. He said the nurses know it's BS. You know, when I was in jail recently here after the studios were raided over Bitcoin advocacy, I was in jail for 69 days, and for about a week of that time early on, they put me in the medical ward. Now, they never really said why. Their claim was that they were out of room and booking, and so they had to put me there. I don't know if that was true, but obviously I was there under observation because I'm in the medical ward. There's cameras in every single cell and all that, and you know, you're there, it's easy to get woken up in that ward because there's usually some lunatic screaming not too far away from you or whatever. So in the middle of the night, they weren't the best nights as far as sleep was concerned. So there were a couple of times when I woke up at like 2 or 3 in the morning and I looked out, you know, at the medical area where there's usually a guard and then there's a couple of nurses. They're usually preparing like medicals or meds for the prisoners in other wings of the jail, and then they go and they take a cart down there with a bunch of pills, and you know, a bunch of these prisoners are taking pills for stuff, so they gotta get meds all day long. And during the daytime, the nurses always had masks on, and the security guard had masks on. But two or three in the morning, when I woke up in the middle of the night, not a single one of them.
Off they come.
Yep, not a one of them was wearing a mask.
They're the same as everybody else. They don't want to deal with the repercussions of not being, you know, socially in lockstep with whoever the closest coward is.
So you want to join the show? You can. Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, so earlier you were talking about, if there was any, judges in your own state and stuff, that were involved in, your family court business and stuff like that. And
it was specifically with the mandating of the vaccines, judges mandating vaccines.
Right. And there was this judge in New Hampshire, what was it? Back, February of this year, 2021, a circuit court judge had been arrested and charged with falsifying evidence in connection with a judicial conduct review.
Hmm. Ooh. Didn't know about that.
The judge was falsifying evidence?
The judge was falsifying evidence. Says right here, it says, circuit court judge has been arrested and charged with falsifying evidence in connection with a judicial conduct review.
Okay. So the Judicial Conduct Committee had been alerted to something this judge did,
and they were reviewing his allegations, and then he cooked something up to deliver to the conduct committee?
Exactly, yeah.
I see.
Yep. And this judge had been arrested, and I don't know what's happened since then.
And this was a New Hampshire judge or Vermont?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No, New Hampshire judge.
How did we miss that?
There's a lot of corruption out there. It's hard to keep your finger on all this stuff. Robert, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but there's a lot of other judges that are out there that do the same thing, and people need to start calling them out.
Yeah, well, he just happened to get caught. This guy, he must have crossed somebody, because usually, you know, if you're a judge and the Judicial Conduct Committee gets some sort of wind of something you've been alleged to have been doing, they usually cover for you. They usually say, oh, yeah, we investigated. Everything's fine with what, you know, our judge friend did, because they're all buddies. So the fact that this conduct committee, you know, actually put this some heat under this judge suggests that he must have crossed somebody. He must have made somebody mad somewhere.
This was a woman, Ian. This isn't a man.
Okay, then she crossed somebody, and she made somebody mad somewhere. I mean, that's the only way these guys get in trouble.
It's a good old boys and girls network.
It totally is, especially in a place like, I mean, it's one thing in a place like California where there's probably thousands of judges, but in New Hampshire, I mean,
they all know each other.
Right. Thank you,
but,
Robert.
There's more than one judge in New Hampshire that's been caught, you know. I mean, like a judge that was up at the Mount Washington playing grab ass with some of the welfare workers that worked up there.
Well, okay, but yeah, but look at all the judges that clearly violate people's rights and nothing happens to them. I mean, you know about Judge Burke here in Keene, who for years had done illegal things out in the open on
camera.
Yeah, on video. And thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. I mean, I mentioned it the other night. Derek Day's Victimless Crimes Free has a Damo Freeman arrested on camera completely illegally. Charges dropped later on. And
this man has threatened me. Yep. No such thing happened.
No punishment whatsoever for that guy. And the Judicial Commission was alerted to him at one point, at least one point. And they just backed him.
In New York, from what I understand, the judges do not want their name ever to cross the board, the Judicial Review Board's desk at all. It's like a bad thing even for their name to appear in front of that board. It's a bad, bad thing. But.
So your comments, your thoughts, they're welcome here. Again, Los Angeles now reimposing the indoor mask mandate. The decision to reimpose it came after the number of coronavirus cases topped 1,000 for 6 straight days, and their county has a total population of over 10 million, so 1,000 is not a whole lot when it comes to a population of 10 million. The new mandate is set to take effect 11:59 p.m. on Saturday, where everyone indoors will be required to wear a mask, including those who've already been vaccinated, in all of Los Angeles County. And this is not going to stop here. They're not going to be the only. They're not going to be the only county to bring this back, or the only state.
It stops with me.
To bring this back,
you can forget about it. Well, I don't care about counties and states and towns. It's me.
Yeah, it's the individual that needs to make a decision to actually stand up for themselves, and there weren't enough of them in the last year. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Matt.
603-283-6160. Hey, don't forget, we do have our social media site, which allows you to have a lot more freedom to express yourself. You know, these big tech media platforms, Facebooks and the Twitters of the world, are cracking down on speech. They're labeling things, they're deleting things, they're banning people left and right. If you want to avoid all that, just go to social.freetalklive.com. You're welcome to express yourself there. It is our own social media platform. We run the thing. It's on our server. It cannot be stopped, basically, by the powers that be.
We've got to set up all kinds of different infrastructure, and it's out there. People just got to stop using the stuff that's oppressing them.
Yeah,
get away from Facebook. It's garbage. Get away from YouTube. It's garbage.
And you don't have to do it all at once. There are ways to sort of ease yourself out. So, for instance, you could... You know, you don't want to delete the Facebook account necessarily in one fell swoop and don't give your friends notice, right?
Like,
because for some people that's how they contact some of their friends and it's hard to find them elsewhere. You could put up a notice on your Facebook profile or your Twitter saying, "Hey, I'm going over here. You can find me here," or you can do like an IFTTT. Which is a cool website. IFTTT.com stands for if this, then that. Now, to be fair, it is a centralized service, but nonetheless, it has its use. And so what I do is I post on social.freetalklive.com, whatever my update is, you know. So, like, you know, the other day I had some delicious tacos that Bonnie had made. You did as well.
Unbelievable.
And I took a photo of it, and I put it up on my social account there. And that's where it goes to first, and then IFTTT is like constantly monitoring the feed from my social.freetalklive.com, and whenever there's a new post, it says, oh, there's a new post, and it takes that content and it puts it over on my Twitter account.
That sounds convenient.
And if I had a Facebook, it in theory could put it there and so on and so forth. So that way, whenever you go, if you're looking at my Twitter, there's always like a little line at the top that says, you can see my full post over here on my Mastodon. And then it links to that post on Mastodon where there's way more characters that you can type. So you can actually have a longer post as well. That's the software. Mastodon is the software that runs social.freetalklive.com. So with every post on Twitter, I'm promoting my posts on social.freetalklive.com. So you can do it. You know, it takes a little bit of time to set something like that up, but it allows you to keep your audience on the other platform, and that way you've got some time, right? So, like, if Donald Trump had done something like this before Facebook or Twitter had pulled the plug on him in January,
he would have blown it up.
He'd have been able to, you know, migrate hundreds of, you know, millions or however many people over to his own personal profile on Trump.com or whatever. But he didn't have the foresight, and I guess none of his advisors had the foresight to do it. And now he hasn't been able to make a social media post in 6 months.
How amazing!
So, you know, put the planning in now.
Yes.
For expect that there's a chance you're going to get shut down on some of these other platforms. So start building the alternative. Whether it's ours or not, Mastodon's a great alternative. You can run your own server. That's what the people over at Gab have been doing, for instance. It's a federated platform. It's open source. Anybody that's got the server chops with a Linux server admin ability can run this thing. So it's not for everybody to run it, but, you know, if you
get. But it's also not major rocket science.
If you've got the server chops, you could do it. Like, you know, I don't know if I would be able to set it up because I don't know Linux well enough to get in there and administrate an online server, but I know plenty of tech geeks that do.
Sure, and there may even be a video on Odyssey where you can go check out and get some insight on how to do it.
That wouldn't surprise me either. Check out Odyssey, odyse.com. Really great video site that's also decentralized.
Mm-hmm.
It's blockchain-based and super popular now. It's really getting up there. A lot of YouTube creators are starting to see the light. They're saying, hey, I want to protect my videos. I want to move them over here. And that's another thing. There's a YouTube migration program that Odyssey has.
Genius.
Where if you have a YouTube channel and you go and you create an Odyssey account, they've actually put it on the front, like, sign-up page. So it used to be that you had to go to, like, library.com and then find the YouTube page and then sign up and jump through some hoops. Now you just go to Odyssey, odyse.com, and as you're creating the account, it asks you, do you have a YouTube channel you want to transfer over? And then you go through the steps. It's super easy. You just verify that you have this account that you say you do. And they just start behind the scenes ingesting all of your videos from the YouTube channel. They just download them all, put them into your Odyssey channel for you, and then anything else you upload to your YouTube channel automatically gets ported right over to Odyssey.
Free markets and decentralization are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things.
So somebody gets a hair up their butt about a video you put on YouTube and they have it gets canceled,
mm-hmm.
It's still there on Odyssey. It doesn't go away.
It's not going anywhere.
It's amazing.
It will live there forever.
Yeah, so check them out. And our Odyssey our Odyssey streaming channel, which is new. The streaming aspect of Odyssey is brand new. It's sort of in beta test right now. But we are one of the beta testers. So if you go to video.freetalklive.com, it'll take you right to our Odyssey streaming video. We go to your calls and thoughts. Josie is on the line listening on the radio in Richmond, Virginia. Josie, go ahead.
Well, yes, I have. I do not have one of those things called a computer. But I do like to let people know when they don't have any doctors telling anything about what to do, how to bring your immune system up in our country, and it's a shame. And I wanted to tell you about the National Health Federation and a magazine called What Doctors Won't Tell You. Great title. And coronavirus, what to do, on the spring issue of Health Freedom News, and that, which I know you all do computers, it's the National Health Federation, so you have to do www.thenhf. You know, they do the initials, except you have mm-hmm. to say thenhf.com. And one doctor from Michigan was saying you can also go to find a holistic doctor near you and find out what you can do to bring your immune system up. It's icimed.com. And that is what Dr. Brownstein was talking about in the Health Freedom News.
Yeah, the Health Freedom folks were some of the most active that were out there in, you know, actually in the streets at the State House protesting here in New Hampshire over the last year. Mm-hmm. So kudos to the various different Health Freedom people. They were some of the people that actually had the courage to get out there and stand up and speak out against this crackdown on freedom.
And as all of us, there's not anybody much in Virginia, but they... In the What Doctors Don't Tell You magazine, they have Here's How You Prevent Infection Naturally Without Having to Worry About the Vaccine. And they say vitamin D, vitamin A, N-acetylcysteine, NAC, N-A-C for short, selenium, zinc, vitamin C.
So there's actually a physical printed magazine published called What Doctors Don't Tell You?
What Doctors Don't Tell You. Now, I don't have, I mean, this is a friend that gave me this magazine, so where you get it, oh, yes, they have. What Doctors Don't Tell You is WDDTY. I guess that's
I love this. The lady that doesn't get online has got a whole
list. She knows every single, she's got it right on top of her head.
I know, sweet. I just network this with everybody else. I don't want
good
the radiation,
you.
So I don't use it.
Good for you. Yeah. That's what you're, if you believe that, then that's good for you.
That's cool.
So www.
She went up to you, Ian. Ian just got off of Facebook.
Yeah.
WDDTY.com is that magazine.
All right.
And they have wonderful people in there, Lynn McTaggart and Brian Hubbard.
Well, thank you, Josie. I appreciate you calling in tonight and sharing your perspective and your resources here with us. And I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that made a note. And I pulled up this What Doctors Don't Tell You. Like, wow, there's actually somebody printing a magazine with that.
What Doctors Don't Tell You.
That's
so interesting.
Cool.
It's I hope they sell a dozen copies a week.
In other news, youth suicide attempts soared during the pandemic. There's a shocker. No one saw that coming.
Nobody could have seen that coming ever.
Emergency room visits, according to NBC, for adolescent suicide attempts soared this past summer and winter, especially among girls, perhaps in connection with the struggle with COVID-19. This according to the Centers for Disease Control's own numbers. There was a 22.3% spike in ER trips for potential suicides for young people aged 12 to 17 in the summer of 2020 compared to 2019. And the trend continued into this recently completed academic year as visits were up by 39.1% in the winter compared to the previous winter.
You know, all the maskies, accuse us of hating grandma, but I'd like to confuse that. I'd like to accuse them in return of hating teenagers.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely
horrible.
They just
want these teenagers to die.
And it's not just teenagers, it's also adults having, overdoses. Overdoses are up significantly.
Sure, sure.
People falling off the wagon, getting back into old habits because they had nothing else to live for. No one else to socialize with, no one to keep them in good order.
How horrible.
And we all saw
this. People demolished our entire society.
We saw this coming a year ago. We saw this coming back in March. We said this is going to happen. People are going to kill themselves at higher numbers. You know, you're supposedly trying to save lives. You're just putting more people to death.
We're wrong.
It's just so tragic. Out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.